Pinna.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
This is the story of a group of friends with incredible powers.
I still can't believe it. We're dream breachers.
This is the story of what happens when the truth about them is finally revealed to the world.
We're continuing to ask questions about dream breaching on today's news.
This is the story of how it all might fall apart.
Something is wrong with the breach.
This is Dream Breachers.
Time we went to the movies.
Me neither.
They're not winning. We're losing.
Marco, you're almost done with your popcorn and the movie hasn't even started.
See, Emmy, that's why you should have gotten your own popcorn.
And who will choose to obey or disobey?
This looks kind of dumb. Good.
This fall, a story about big dreams and big and a small group of people hold the fate of the world.
I think maybe you're both right.
Totally.
For sure.
Okay, it's starting. Where's Anna?
Late again. Shocking.
Shh. Excuse me. I'm here. Sorry.
Phew. You just made it.
Story of my life. Hey, can I have some popcorn? I didn't have time to stop.
Sure, here.
Marco, this is empty.
Oh, man. Seriously? Sorry.
Shh. Sorry.
Commissioner, does the mayor of the Congress, you have any answers for us today? Commissioner, please. Commissioner, is there a school bus?
Where are the children?
What are you hiding? I know you have more answers.
As of now, we have 6 children reported missing. Anyone with information should call the tip line we've set up.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm surprised how good that was.
Well, that was pretty great.
Totally awesome.
It definitely took my mind off of the report.
Evan, can you please comment on the allegation that you're the disappearing boy from the airport?
Oh, boy. Here we go again.
Evan, he has no comment.
No comment.
No comment.
Evan, just one comment.
Come on, Evan, let's go. We'll cut through the alley and slip into the arcade back room and think. You still have the keys?
I do, yeah. Okay, sure.
Guys, I think we're going to have to, run in order to lose them.
Okay, let's do it.
Ready, Evan?
Ready.
Let's go.
Evan,
Evan! Come on, we can go in the back where people will leave us alone. Okay, we did it.
What do I do? I'm afraid to go anywhere.
We could just go to another movie. Nobody bothered you there.
We can't just go to the movies all day every day for the rest of my life.
The news will move on if you're not giving them anything to report. Everyone will forget about the disappearing boy in a couple of days.
I don't know. I think maybe he has to say something.
But what would I even say? I can't exactly tell them I'm a dream breacher who disappeared in the airport because I was traveling home from London through my friend's dream after taking down an evil breacher.
He has a point.
I have an idea. What if you say it was a hoax? That the video is fake?
They won't believe me.
They might. And even if they don't, it'll buy us time. Deflect attention.
It's a good idea, guys. I mean, it was my idea. But yes, it's a good one. I stand by it.
It's also the only idea any of us has.
Evan, we know you're in there.
Unless he disappeared again.
Evan, did you disappear again?
Go away!
This is insane! I have to be able to go home and go to school. So, I'm gonna do it. I'll say it's a hoax. I mean, it's worth a shot.
Keep it short and simple. Nothing that might overcomplicate. It's a hoax, period.
Got it. Okay, let's go.
Are you what they say?
Are you a dream breacher?
Yes, that. And also, what's a dream breacher?
Hi. Well, you found me. I'm the person in the video from the airport. Yes. But I have to apologize. The video was a hoax, a joke. And it was never supposed to be shared with anyone other than my friends. My friends and I made it just to be silly. We love movies and stuff, so we made it just for fun. But, well, it never happened. So I guess I'm sorry and you can go home now. Please, go home now.
Tell us about dream breachers.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that.
Evan!
Evan has to go now. Please leave him alone.
Come on, Evan. Let's get you home.
Evan, just one comment.
What?
I didn't think you'd say that we made it, that it was our hoax.
I didn't think I'd say that either. I was nervous. I mean, does it matter?
Well, I don't know.
A viral video of a boy disappearing in London's Heathrow Airport has now been viewed more than 1 million times globally. Our man Nigel on the streets in the UK has this update.
That's right, Karina. The video is currently being watched by some 1,000 people per minute. The question on everyone's mind is how a boy can just disappear into thin air. According to an employee manning the tip line, who spoke with us under conditions of anonymity, at least one caller suggested that the boy, who they identified as Evan Rickett, is something called a dream breacher, and that the boy who was asleep at the time the video was taken disappeared into his own dream. We'll keep you updated as...
This is why you wanted to talk. We know about the video, Helen.
Everyone knows about the video.
Of course you do. But, well, we need to do something.
They're asking about dream breaching. How do they even know the phrase? Who is this anonymous source that ID'd Evan?
Well, I have some ideas. I'm sure you do, too. Doesn't matter who it is, though. What matters is we need to shut it down.
How exactly do you intend to do that? There were witnesses at the airport. They saw Evan disappear. This, well, the video...
We'll discredit the person who took the video.
I thought you didn't like to play like that, Helen. Thought it was against your morals to intentionally dream up false information and such. You too, Garvin.
In this case, I think Helen's right. We don't really have a choice.
I'll just make it seem like they edited the video. It'll be quick and easy.
I could go into their dreams, whoever took the video, and make them doubt their own eyewitness account. I could do that to as many people as we need to, really. If there were other eyewitnesses who were talking to the news and the tip line.
Absolutely not, Crowley. That goes against all the rules of dream breaching we've set for ourselves. So I guess I really asked to meet so that I could tell you what I'm going to do. A quick discredit of the video. And to say that neither of you should do anything. At least not yet.
Sure, Helen. As you wish.
I'll let Evan know right away.
Thanks for walking me home, guys.
I think we finally lost them. For now, at least.
I'm so tired.
You should get some sleep.
That's what got me in trouble in the first place.
No, really.
I know. Oh, so this is interesting. Garvin texted, and they've got a plan to discredit the video.
Perfect.
I hope it works.
It will. Hey, Marco, are you walking home my way?
Sure. I mean, sure, I guess.
I'm headed to the treehouse. I've got a bunch of old kilners there, boring ones like Cleary's, and some that are chipped and damaged that Crowley asked me to see if I can fix. But I've been experimenting with repurposing them. Like, I'm trying to make a second History Dreams one so Marco and Emmy don't have to share.
Oh, cool!
That would be awesome. I was hoping to have the History Dreams tonight, but if you can make a second one, maybe Marco and I can coordinate and both have them tomorrow instead.
I'll report back after I try.
Awesome!
Bye, guys! Thanks again! Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hey, Evan.
Hey, Evan.
New questions are beginning to emerge tonight about the viral video of the boy who supposedly disappeared in London's Heathrow Airport. Reporters spoke with the so-called disappearing boy, Evan Rickert, just a short while ago, and he seems to have indicated that he and his friends made the video as a hoax.
Can you please turn that off?
Evan, we should talk about what's going on.
Yeah, Ev, you haven't exactly told us how this all started. How breaching ended up in the news.
How you ended up in the news. I mean, honestly, we've learned more from watching TV than from you these past few days.
I did something dumb. Well, not dumb. Careless? Desperate? I don't know.
So you really disappeared?
I fell asleep, and I was able to dream, then go into Anna's dream, and then travel home.
From London, through a dream?
Yeah.
Evan, none of this sounds safe.
It's fine. I've got my friends looking out for me. The older breachers, too. Garvin just texted and said they're gonna try to discredit the person who took the video. Everything will go back to normal. I mean, the most important thing was that I handled Henry. He's not a breacher anymore. He's not out there trying to do crazy things like bring Max Siren back from the dead so he could be the one to kill him.
Wait, that's what he was trying to do?
Yeah. I thought I told you.
No, I think I would have remembered that.
Evan, all these reporters, they know. They know that dream breaching is a thing that exists, and that doesn't seem good.
Don't worry, okay? We're fixing it. The press will die down soon. I mean, at least they're not on the front lawn anymore. I could really use a nap.
Okay, go rest. We'll wake you up for dinner.
So, how's it going, new Dream Breacher?
How's it going with you, new Dream Breacher?
Well, you know, it's been, what, like a day? It's not like I've done any breaching. Or, I mean, maybe I did a little.
Stop. What did you do? Did you bring something back?
Maybe.
You totally did. And, well, I did too.
You did? No way! What did you bring? Let me guess. A present for me?
No, I mean, I might have thought about it.
Really?
Maybe.
I thought about getting you something too. To mark our being turned into breachers and all.
I still can't believe it. We're dream breachers. But we shouldn't get, like, gifts.
No. It'd be silly.
Totally. So, what'd you bring out?
Oh, you're going to laugh.
I won't, I promise.
Remember how we were talking a while ago about Dot? Evan's stuffed animal, not the actual live Dot. Am I seeing you? My stuffed bear?
I remember. Wait, you didn't make Arsenio real, did you?
Oh, wow. No. But I remembered another stuffed animal that I used to have. It was a little monkey, and I loved it, but I lost it years ago. So I brought back a new one of those.
Aww, that's so cute. I love that.
I shouldn't have told you.
No, a good cue. It's really sweet. I would have been disappointed if you brought out, like, a flashy watch or whatever.
Noted. What about you?
Now it'll be you laughing.
Tell me!
You know those old school sets of encyclopedias people used to have?
Sort of?
Gorgeous leather-bound books full of gloriously alphabetical information about everything from aardvarks to Zizava.
Zizava?
Zizava. It's a kind of tropical weevil native to South America and typically found on or near palm trees. Anyway, encyclopedias, I brought back a set.
Emmy, we have the internet now.
I knew you wouldn't understand.
No, sorry. I mean, that's cool, I guess.
What can I say? I like books, paper, information. I've just always sort of wanted them. Plus, they look very cool on a bookshelf, which the internet does not.
That's true.
Hey, so if it turns out that Anna can make another history dreams killer, do you like the idea of trying to have those dreams on the same night? So we can compare notes and stuff? Or maybe even see each other there? If that's even possible, I don't know.
Yeah, let's definitely try to do that. It's a date. Well, I mean...
I know what you mean, Marco. I can't wait.
My dream is that I had a dream house. Each time I fell asleep, I woke up in my own dream bed. And in one dream, your dream is not it. I actually ran so far in my dream that I passed my own dream and went into a dream town. I think that this might mean...
Oh! Scares me every time.
Who is it?
It's Helen.
Oh, come up. Helen, you have a key. You know you don't have to buzz up.
I know, Naya. Seems more polite this way, with you being the only one at the Dream Academy now.
Come in, sit. What brings you to the Dream Academy today? It's about the video?
Actually, no. I mean, yes, you should know that I'm going to try to handle that on my own, discrediting the video. But, and I guess this is sort of related, I wanted to talk to you about an idea I have. A proposal for you.
Okay.
Things feel, well, different now that Emmy and Marco have become breachers, which I can't say I entirely approve of, but that's neither here nor there. Well, now there are 4 young breachers in our midst. 5, really, if you count Janksy.
Yes, I wanted to talk to you about Janksy, rather urgently. Specifically about the page in the Book of Kilners they showed me, because the flip side to the Violet Kilner page is... well, I can show you.
The Murder Kilner.
Yes. I've never heard it mentioned in my time here, but you... well, it's in the Book of Kilners. You must know... more.
No one has seen it in years. Not since the early days of the Breach.
But how do you know what it even does? Unless someone used it.
Here's something I've never told anyone about the Book of Kilners.
Okay.
It's... how to say this? Of unknown origins? Maybe even self-generating? Like, it appeared one day shortly after the breach opened, and then new pages just kept appearing and appearing over time. I sort of let people believe that I commissioned the book, or even compiled it myself. But the truth is, I don't know where any of the information has been coming from all these years.
That is one of the wildest things I've ever heard. And I've heard some pretty wild things.
Indeed you have, Naya. Anyway, I don't think the Murder Kilner is a cause for worry. I think it just happened to be on the missing page. I could be wrong. It could be a message. But my guess is that it's in the bottom of the ocean. Or in a jar of marbles in some kid's bedroom.
If you're sure...
We'll keep an eye out for it, of course. But speaking of keeping an eye on things, back to my proposal.
Yes, of course.
I was hoping you'd be open to a new responsibility here at the Dream Academy. I'd like you to shift your focus away from cataloging and analyzing dreams, all the work you've been doing trying to look for and keep tabs on breachers in the world, and instead, focus on the kids. Keep them on task.
You mean keep them in check?
Well, yes, I suppose. And safe. With Evan, it was one thing. One kid breacher.
Well, Anna...
Yes, but Anna's more experienced, a more seasoned breacher, despite her age.
True.
With Evan, it helped that he was a bit nervous. I didn't really worry that he'd do anything crazy.
Until he did.
Exactly. But now there are four of them, and Janksy. I feel like their friendship may give them a false sense of security about things, breaching things. They might get overconfident.
Yes, I can see how that would happen.
So, I'd like you to monitor the situations they're dealing with, closely, and offer sensible guidance when they ask for it, and even when they don't. I'll be available, of course, if you all need help, but I can't keep tabs on them all myself. I have other matters to handle. So what do you think? Are you up to the job?
I am. But with increased responsibility, I would expect
a raise, of course. A substantial raise. You've earned it.
Thank you. I believe I have. And I need help. With research that comes up along the way, especially. So I'd like to hire someone. Actually, I'd like to hire Janksy.
Janksy? Doesn't seem to hold down a job kind of teenager.
Well, they're young and a bit all over the place, sure. But from what the kids are telling me, Janksy has recently started to show a real commitment, not just to their art, but to breaching, and to Evan in particular. And they brought me the missing page.
All true.
So I can offer them a job?
Of course. A job here might help them find focus. But they're a bit of a firecracker. You'll want to keep an eye on them as well.
Of course. I understand.
Great. I'll draw up your new contract.
And I'll reach out to Janksy.
Perfect.
And I can tell Evan you're taking care of the video?
Garvin already reached out. But yes, do tell Evan and the others not to try to do anything more to help. We all know by now how that usually turns out.
Evan, can you get the...
What if it's a reporter, Mom? Dot, shh. It's okay.
I'm not a reporter. It's Janksy.
What?
Hey.
Hey.
There he is. Evan!
I thought with everything going on, I'd come check on you. And maybe it's time that you and I got to know each other a little better.
Oh, okay, sure. Definitely.
And this is the infamous Dot, brought out of a dream.
It is.
Well, hey there, Dot.
Evan! Just one comment, Evan. Evan, don't shut the door, Evan. Evan!
Can you just please go away?
I think you're gonna have to come in.
Are you a dream breacher too?
They're still hounding you, huh?
Yeah, I'm afraid it's never gonna end.
Something bigger will happen. Some other story to cover. Just give it a few days.
Anna said the same thing, but it's already been a few days. How can you be sure it'll ever let up?
Well, I can always make something bigger happen.
Like what?
Oh, if I need to, I'll think of something.
Evan?
You okay?
I'm good, Mom.
And you are...
This is Janksy. They're a friend.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
And you. I'll leave you two to talk.
Thanks, Mom. We can sit in here.
I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to tell you something that it's taken me a while to piece together.
Sure. What is it?
We're related.
We are? How?
We're very distant cousins, best I can tell. Your great-great-great-great, I forget how many greats, grandfather, and my great-great-exponential grandfather were brothers, and they had some kind of falling out, and one of them moved away, and they never spoke to each other again.
Well, that's sad.
Seriously.
But it's cool that we're related. So wait, does breaching always run in families?
I think sometimes yes, sometimes no. But there's something else, cuz.
Tell me.
Our great-great-great-whatever grandfathers We're descendants of Max Siren himself.
No way. So, after Violette died, Mac had kids?
Yep. Remarried eventually. Two sons. And then many, many, many generations later, our related grandfather types, and then eventually us. Pretty cool, right?
Definitely. I mean, it's amazing. But, well, do you think Mac's coming back? To the Ancient Order?
Yeah, he sort of ghosted them, I guess. But now that Henry is no longer out there trying to resurrect and kill him all over again, maybe he will come back.
I hope so. Have you, like, met him?
He visited me once in a dream, but it was a long time ago.
I wish he'd visit me.
I bet he will. Hey, so Naya called and asked me to come by the Dream Academy in the morning. Any idea what that's about?
None whatsoever. Mind if I come too? Garvin told me Helen has a plan to discredit the airport video.
Good.
And Naya texted me earlier and said not to interfere with that plan, so she obviously talked to them too. And I want to see if she knows, well, exactly how Helen is going to do it.
Sure, okay. I'll see you there around 10.
Perfect.
Marco, hey, everything okay?
Yeah, just getting ready for bed.
Me too. So, what's up?
I meant to ask you if you told your mom what we are now.
I haven't. I think she'll freak out.
I'm gonna wait too, I think.
Let's learn the ropes of it and hopefully have the history dreams tomorrow. Then we can decide.
Sounds good. Did you hear any updates from Anna?
No. You?
No. Should we go by the treehouse tomorrow? See how it's going?
Yeah, let's.
Awesome. Good night, Emmy.
Good night, Marco. Sweet dreams.
Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Night, Ev.
Good night.
Good night, Evan.
Go away! Ugh. Good night, Sigmund. You seem pretty happy zipping around in that bigger tank I dreamed up for you the other day. That pet store one was just way too small.
And we're live in 3, 2, 1.
Yes, Tamika, that's right. As you can see, I'm camped out in front of the home of Evan Rickert, the so-called disappearing boy who came to notoriety in a video that clearly shows him disappearing into thin air in London's Heathrow Airport.
Ow! Scram! Come
on, heck?
Birds, get out of here!
Go away!
Ow!
Quit it!
Ow! Ow!
Ow!
Oh, quit.
It's on me!
Ow!
Joe!
Get out of here! Oh, I'm not getting paid enough for this!
Filming and help me! Ah!
Anybody here? Mac?
All the sea glass from his beloved perfume bottles used to wash up here, so they started calling it Siren Beach. And they called the glass Sirens.
They held dream energy.
Is someone there?
That's right, Karina. The video is currently being watched by some 1,000 people per minute.
Hello?
Look, I made these puppets special for you, my puppet.
The question on everyone's mind is how a boy can just disappear into thin air.
I don't understand. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for any of it to happen.
Right here. Did I? Did I?
What is going on? What is happening? Did you tell her I was coming too?
Nope. Hey, how was it this morning? Reporters?
I snuck out through the back door and crossed through my neighbor's yard.
Smart.
Thanks.
Thanks for Oh, hi, Evan. Good to see you. How are you holding up?
Things are pretty crazy, obviously.
I'm sure. Hopefully it'll calm down soon. And let me know if there's anything I can do.
Actually, did Helen say how she was going to discredit the video?
No, actually. She had other things she wanted to discuss. namely, that I'm being promoted.
Oh, cool!
Congrats.
Thanks. And Jenksy, I'd like to offer you a job helping with research and helping Evan and his friends with projects and issues that may arise.
For real?
For real. I can only pay minimum wage to start, but...
Okay, I'll do it.
Awesome!
And is my first mission to find the murder killner?
Wait, what's that?
Jenksy found the missing page from the Book of Kilners about the Violet Kilner. Here, look.
Oh, cool.
But now turn it over.
A Kilner you can use to kill someone? That's not good.
It's not. If you read the description, you'll see there's not a lot of detail. All it says is that you put it under your pillow and can kill someone in your dream, but there's no evidence it was you when you wake up.
A perfect crime.
Terrifyingly so. Helen assures me no one's seen it in years, and she thinks it's probably at the bottom of the ocean, or in the hands of a non-breacher who wouldn't even know it's not just a regular marble. So it's useless. Unless, of course...
Unless a breacher finds it.
I don't think a lot of breachers even know it exists, so they won't be looking for it.
But we should be.
Definitely. It's pretty cool looking.
Right? All those black and red swirls.
It's pretty creepy, actually.
Totally. So, guys, all of this has me thinking that Anna shouldn't destroy the Violet Kilner after all. I know that was her plan and that she was gonna do it very soon, but if someone were to use the murder kilner, at least we'd have the Violet Kilner to bring the person back.
I don't like the idea of the Violet Kilner existing at all, but I think you're right.
For sure.
And Evan, Helen's asked me to keep tabs on you all, meaning help you to stay on task and organized. So it occurs to me, now that you're here, that the Kilner you used to turn Emmy and Marco into breachers should really be here, in the safe.
Oh, yeah, you're so right. Anna had it last. I'll talk to her about that, too. But there's something else I want to talk to you about. I ended up at the breach last night, and it sounded kind of messed up, like something's really wrong. Or maybe it was just a dream. I'm not even sure. Can I tell you two about it?
Of course, Evan.
Tell us everything.
Okay, so there were all these voices. And the breach. It usually sort of has this hypnotic hum, and that's all. But this time it just sounded different. In a way that sounded, well, bad.
And what about the voices? What were they saying?
Anna!
Evan?
Yup.
Come up. Sorry about the mess. I could have sworn I left my leaf blower right here.
The one you dreamed up?
Yeah. I don't know where it could be. It's only ever been right here.
Maybe someone stole it.
Who? The squirrels?
I don't know. But, Anna, this is... an awful lot of Kilners.
Sit. Let me tell you about the ones I've been making. Look, this one lets you change a bad memory. Like, you dream it differently, and then that's the memory you have instead.
Anna?
This one is for travel. You can go anywhere in the world and basically have a 7-day vacation in one night. Everything's pre-booked for you, no stress, so it feels like the best kind of organized tour. I went to Paris, and it was amazing. Have you ever been?
Anna?
Here, you have to try it.
You sound a little crazy, Anna.
Don't worry. I'm just practicing, learning. If I ever need to make a Kilner that really matters again, I want to be ready.
Okay, if you say so. Hey, did you make a second History Dreams Kilner for Emmy and Marco?
Oh, I completely forgot. Whoops. But Emmy called and said they're coming by later, so I'll do it before then. Hey, look, this one lets you invite 3 famous people to a dinner party. The other night, I had dinner with Amanda Gorman, Taylor Swift, and Cave Town.
Anna, have you ever heard... of the murder kilner?
Yeah, not in a long time. Why?
Well, I just heard about it for the first time, and I guess I don't love that it exists.
Now that we know I can make kilners, it's not that big of a deal. I'll make an anti-murder kilner.
Well, you already made the violet. That's pretty anti-murder. Did you destroy it yet?
No. I guess there was a part of me that worried the second I destroyed it, I'd somehow need it.
I really hope not, Anna. But the murder kilner has me nervous that we might actually need the violet.
Good point.
I think we should keep it. Probably in the safe at the DA, for safekeeping.
Sure, I just have to find it.
Oh, jeez.
No, it's okay. Here it is.
I'll get it to Naya. Oh, and the kilner we used to make Emmy and Marco breachers? Naya said she thinks we should secure that one, too, with all this talk about dream breaching in the news. I think she's totally right.
Now, that one, I haven't seen in a while.
Anna? That's really bad.
I know, I'm sure it's here, somewhere.
Anna!
I know! Don't just sit there, help me look!
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.